We're still learning about how to best serve those with autism. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Catherine Talbot, assistant professor in the School of Psychology at the Florida Institute of Technology, discusses how a hormone for social behavior could help.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recently reported that 1 in 31 children in the United States is affected by autism spectrum disorder. That's an increase from 1 in 36 children reported in 2023. Like humans, rhesus monkeys' individual variation in sociality is comparable to how human sociality varies, ranging from people we consider social butterflies to those who are not interested in social interactions, similar to some people with autism. Our earlier work found that monkeys that are naturally low social initiate fewer pro-social interactions and demonstrate weaknesses in social cognitive skills like face recognition. In addition, low social monkeys have lower vasopressin levels compared to more social monkeys. And importantly, this finding was replicated in a small group of autistic people. In our recent study, we used positive reinforcement to encourage these low social monkeys to approach and hold their face to a mask for several minutes while breathing either vasopressin or a placebo from a nebulizer. When these monkeys received a dose of vasopressin, it restored their pro-social behavior to the levels we would expect to see from more social monkeys. We found that this effect was specific to the social domain, as their performance on non-social tasks did not change. In other words, replenishing vasopressin when the hormone is deficient helps the monkeys become more social without increasing their aggression. By better understanding how natural variation in biology and behavior influences social cognition, it is our hope that this research will ultimately help people with autism better navigate their social worlds.
That was Catherine Talbot of the Florida Institute of Technology. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.